This is a Fox News alert. The judge's decision just in on Lisa Brady. A federal judge in Florida ordering the release of a redacted version of the FBI affidavit that helped drive the raid on the former president's Florida home. The Justice Department filed the redacted version earlier today, meeting a deadline imposed by the judge.
The judge in this case specifically instructed the Justice Department to submit this under seal. The affidavit has detailed information, including what crimes or crimes prosecutors are eyeing. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart, who was in court last week, issued an order Monday and weighed both sides of this issue. He said releasing the affidavit and disclosing the affiant, meaning the person who swears to the affidavit, could, quote, impede the ongoing investigation through obstruction of justice and witness intimidation or retaliation. This factor weighs in favor of sealing.
Fox's David Sponge, but the judge has also noted that the document is of historical interest. Again, the judge has just ordered that the redacted version of the affidavit be released, setting a new deadline noon tomorrow. New school year, fresh controversy for a district in Virginia. Fox News obtaining training slides for teachers in Fairfax County, removing parental consent on a variety of gender issues.
The training is called Supporting Gender Expansive and Transgender Youth. On one slide, it asks parent permission is required for which of the following. A student requests that the teacher call him by his chosen name in classes. A student requests to use the locker room that corresponds with her gender identifier. A student requests the use of a private bathroom, and it has none of the above checked. Then on a slide regarding legal name and chosen name, it lays out ways to change a student's name, and all three options say parental permission is not required.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. Some families accusing the district of driving a wedge between parents and educators. Late rally on Wall Street, the Dow up 324. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Recapping the breaking news out of Florida, where a federal judge says a newly redacted version of an affidavit must be unsealed by noon tomorrow. That FBI document is what the Justice Department relied on when federal agents raided former President Trump's home. We won't know until tomorrow how much information is concealed by the redactions. More pressure for Russia to give up the power plant it seized in Ukraine.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Russia should agree to a demilitarized zone around Europe's largest nuclear power plant.
A nuclear power plant, and I believe I said this yesterday, should never be an active war zone.
Noting President Biden reiterated support for Ukraine in a Thursday call with Ukrainian President Zelensky after announcing nearly $3 billion in military aid.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. Zelensky says Russia's occupation of the plant is a risk of global radiation catastrophe. Part of the plant is disconnected from the power grid because of a fire from shelling. More trouble brewing for Starbucks.
The National Labor Relations Board contends that the coffee giant illegally withheld wage hikes and benefits from thousands of unionized baristas. The complaint filed by the board comes during a campaign by Starbucks and its interim CEO Howard Schultz to curb unionization efforts at its stores in the U.S. The NLRB is looking for back payments and benefits for unionized workers since May, among other requests. The board said that Starbucks' denial of benefits and raises to union workers was intended to discourage unions from forming. Starbucks has denied the accusations and says the company has been following NLRB rules.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Since late last year, more than 200 Starbucks stores have voted to unionize. Recapping that late surge on Wall Street, the Dow up 322 points, the S&P and the NASDAQ each gaining more than 1%. Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.